This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, July 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks rise after finishing out the worst half of the year in decades. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 322 points, or about 1%, to close at 31,097. The S&P 500 was up 40 points, also up about 1%, and the Nasdaq finished up 99 points, or 0.9%. These are still volatile days on Wall Street. Markets finished higher, but only after falling into negative territory earlier in the day, after data showed U.S. manufacturing activity decelerated in June. Among individual stocks, General Motors shares rose about 1.4%, while GM said second quarter profits will be hit by its inability to deliver nearly 100,000 vehicles because it lacked computer chips. It said it would be able to finish and ship the cars this year, and it stood by its full-year profit projection. Kohl shares fell 19.6% after the department store chain called off its sale to Franchise Group amid rising interest rates in an uncertain economic environment. And Micron Technology shares closed down about 3% after the memory chip maker issued a subdued revenue outlook, even as it reported a strong rise in earnings for its latest quarter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. And before we go, a quick reminder that U.S. stock markets will be closed on Monday for Independence Day. We'll be back on Tuesday with more market coverage.